In 1968, Detroit came back very determined. They did not fall short this time. They won their first World Series since 1945. But what was the big difference in the 68 team versus 67?
Not too much difference in those two teams, Bob. It was a magical year for the Tigers, the 1968. I think they were determined in spring training that since they'd come so close in 67, they could do it all and win it all in 68. And they had a combination of power hitting and great pitching, had terrific defense, had a good bench. The bullpen didn't make a whole lot of difference in those days, but they had a pretty fair bullpen. But they had Denny McClain and Mickey Lolich as the two great pitchers, and it was a team that had a different hero every day, and they stayed in first place practically the whole season.
Three men on, two men out, game tied 1-1 in the ninth inning. McDaniel checking his time with Jake Gibbs. The tall right-hander ready to go to work again. And the windup and the pitch. He swings a line shot, base hit, right field, the Tigers win it. Here comes K-Line to score, and it's all over. Don Wirtz singles, the Tigers mob Don. K-Line has scored, the fans are steaming on the field, and the Tigers have won their first pennant since 1945. Let's press them to the bedlam here at Tigers Stadium.
1968 also sees a young pitcher go 31-6. What propelled Denny McClain to that kind of year?
Denny McClain got that kind of year because he was a great pitcher for that one season. He was a great pitcher a couple of seasons, but especially in 1968. He had great confidence in himself. He had a tremendously effective fastball. He had great control. The players loved to play behind him because he did work quickly. And he also seemed to have a good bit of luck, which you have to have when you're going to have a record like that. He just amazed the baseball nation with his accomplishment. And he breezed through that season, won 31 ball games, the only guy to do it since Dizzy Dean had done it back in the early 1930s. And it's a remarkable feat that's never happened since then.
Well, this is the big day for the maestro, Denny McClain. Saturday afternoon at Tiger Stadium, September the 14th. 1968, and Denny will be going for win number 30. Pitching rival of the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson, and we've got a tremendous crowd here, and everybody looking forward to Denny's test, trying to get win number 30 of this season. The count on Horton is now 2-2. And Campanaris comes in from short, stops with his pitcher, Diego Seguin. Here's the set by Seguin, the pitch. Swung on, the drive for that. That'll be the ball game. It's over the head of Garza. McClain wins his 30th. Here comes Stanley to score. Willie Horton has a single, and the ball game is over. And the Tigers win it 5-4. Denny McClain is one of the first out of the dugout, racing out, and Horton is mobbed as the Tigers come from behind. And McClain has his 30th victory of the 1968 season.